A group of Princeton High School students is trying to preserve a Guatemalan language that is at risk of vanishing by the end of this century. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports their solution has caught the attention of judges at a nationwide STEM competition.
It is projected that of the more than 7,000 languages that are spoken in the world, a vast majority of them, 90%, will disappear.
Many of the languages, the indigenous languages particularly that are around, are only spoken by very elderly people. And once they pass away, no one in the younger generations have learned it.
Mark Eastburn is a research and science teacher at Princeton High School. He is leading a team of students on their third submission to Samsung's Solve for Tomorrow competition.
This, I think, is by far technically the most ambitious thing that we've ever done. And I really am incredibly impressed with the talents of all the students and what they're accomplishing and their commitment to this project.
The contest requires students to use STEM skills to address the social issue in their community. Three winners will ultimately be chosen for a $100,000 grand prize. More on the project in a moment, but first, we pause for station identification.
Oakland Radio, WAYY.
The indigenous language the students are working to preserve is Mam, which is native to the western highlands of Guatemala. UNESCO lists it as a vulnerable language that could go extinct by the end of the century. In Princeton, there is a small immigrant community that speaks the language. Students are building an AI-powered stuffed animal that will allow people to practice and have conversations in Mam. Matias Da Costa, a junior and robotics team member, explains they developed two prototypes of the toy.
One that would work with buttons that would be used in places that had no internet access. With the buttons, you would just click the button and it would have a recorded prompt or question that it would ask the user, and the user could answer using the buttons.
The other prototype would be connected to the internet. With the help of ChatGPT and AI, the toy would be able to respond to the user who speaks to it with a microphone. Here is Daniela Gonzalez, a senior who serves as the conversational language expert, talking to Weesh, a stuffed cat.
So I have three questions that I prepare. So one of the questions is, if the prototype can tell me or teach me how to count in a Maya language. Let me show you. Hola, buenos días. ¿Podrías enseñarme a contar del 1 al 10 en Pocomam, el idioma maya de Guatemala?
Claro. Aquí tienes los números del 1 al 10 en Pocomam. 1 yun 2, cap, 3 ox 4 can 5 cho, 6 wuk 7 wakshakib, 8 waksak, 9 beleg 10, lahun.
So, how does it work? Essentially, the students are creating a Google Translate database for Mam from scratch. They scour the internet to find whatever resources there are for the language. A lot of what they find is gleaned from PDFs. From there, they write the computer program. While that is taking place, students are building the robot, soldering pieces together, putting together the marketing materials, and, of course, recording the words the robot will speak. Cassiopeia Mitova, a senior, is one of the audio engineers.
I've been making changes to the audio to make it sound more kid-friendly, taking inspiration from toys like Furbies, which their most popular iterations have like the higher-pitched, squeakier voices. So I am still currently engineering them to sound different.
The students are also relying on some of their mom-speaking classmates, like Alexi Hiwan, who did our station identification during this story. Alexi says the robot is important so that his children do not lose the language and hopes the project will have an impact.
Que lo podemos mandar en varios lugares.
That we can distribute the robot to various parts around the country and in other countries.
Princeton High School is representing New Jersey in the nationwide contest. By being the state finalist, they have already won more than $14,000 in prizes. If chosen, the team will present their project before a panel in Washington, D.C. this spring and fight for one of the grand prizes. They'll find out later this month if they need to prepare for the trip. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.